Okay, M23 is pretty much straight above M8, the Lagoon, and M20, the Triffid. For some reason, I didn't have any luck finding it that way. So what I did was I took Sabique over, found Sabique, and went immediately to the left and kept trucking off to the left and down a little bit. And if you go straight across to the left from Sabique, you'll find HR 6561. From there, I went almost at a 45 degree angle down. And I had to try this a few times before I got there, because it seems like it'd be much easier to get to from Sagittarius by going to Cos Borealis and then going up and to the right to the Lagoon and then up to the Triffid and then almost straight up to 23. But I tried a couple of times and I couldn't really get to it. Now, I verified I was on 23 by, well, I guessed first off. And then I went from 23, after I finished examining it, I went down and found the Triffid, and then right below that, the Lagoon. So, it is where it's supposed to be. It's not a problem. Now, once you get on it, it's kind of interesting. The central region looks kind of like a W. It's got... it's kind of an offset W. Almost reminds me of Cassiopeia. And the deep well of one of the inside of the... like if you take two V's and put them together, the deep inside well of one of the V's is the brightest star in this particular cluster. But what I found interesting about this is not the... I don't want to say boring, but it almost is boring cluster in a 24mm eyepiece. It's... when you go down a little bit in the eyepiece, the patterns of stars just keep going. Now, the cluster doesn't really, I guess you could say that's part of the open cluster, but the cluster doesn't really keep going, but the stars below it make a neat little diamond pattern. So if you stick the globular, or not the globular, the open cluster, M23, in the top of your eyepiece, you can see a diamond pattern pointing to it right below it. Now, looking at the star chart, I can see the little diamond pattern pointing to it. It's kind of interesting. I can only see part of it because the other stars are a little too faint, but it's neat to look at anyway.